Our lives may be like what Jesus went through on Friday. Many pains and troubles we go through.
我们的生命可能好像耶稣在礼拜五所经历的，生命里面有很多痛苦，很多困难。
But Sunday is coming.
不过今天是星期天。
No excitement?
你们不紧张吗？
Are you going through a difficult time?
你是不是经过一个困难的时间？
But Sunday is coming.
但是今天是星期天。
One day, we too will be raised to meet our glorious Lord.
有一天我们会给复活能够面对我们荣耀的救主。
And this is our hope.
这是我们的希望。
Lord is risen.
主耶稣已经复活了。
In a cemetery in Hanover, Germany,
在德国的 Hanover 那里有一个坟场
，stands an unusual gravestone.
有一块非常不寻常的墓碑。
A woman who didn't believe in the resurrection directed in her will.
有一个妇人，她不相信会复活的。她在她的遗嘱里面写
，and that her burial place be made so secure。
她埋葬的坟墓，她要这样的稳妥
，that just in case there was a resurrection, it couldn't touch her。
假如真的有复活的话，那个复活不会影响她。
Huge slabs of granite were fastened together with heavy steel clamps.
有巨大的发浆岩的岩石，还有钢铁的链子把它锁住。
And placed over her grave.
这是放在的坟墓上面。
Engraved on the marker were these words.
在她的墓壁上刻着这样的字。
This burial place must never be opened.
这个坟墓应该永远不可以打开。
And this is what happened.
但是这是发生的事了。
In a time, a small seed germinated just beneath the edge of the stone.
在时间过去，有一个小小的种子在这个石头下面发芽。
As it grew into a tree.
当它长成成为一棵树
，and its trunk got bigger，
那个树干越来越大。
The heavy slabs were gradually shifted，
那个巨大的发钢岩给推到一边。
And the steel clamps were wrenched from their socket，
那些钢做的架子都断开了。
And those massive pieces of granite。Could not withstand the dynamic life force within that small seed.
那些巨大的发钢岩不能抵抗在这小小的种子里面的生命的能力。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus is real.
我们主耶稣的复活是真的。
And the hope of our own resurrection is sure.
我们在复活里面的希望也是真的。
A recent U.S. study says 84% of unchurched believe in the resurrection.
最近有一个美国的研究，他们说84%的人相信有复活。
And that's wonderful, isn't it?
那是非常的奇妙，是不是啊
？But mere belief does not mean.The living, the resurrection life.
但是相信不是说他们过的是一个已经复活的生命。
And there was no exact mention of the resurrection recorded.
在复活那一刻是怎么样呢？我们没有一个记录。
And no one saw actual resurrection as it happened.
没有人看见耶稣复活。那一刻是怎么样子
？And so the people have sketchy idea about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
所以大家对耶稣的复活有一个模糊的印象。
Can we know for sure that Jesus truly raised from the dead?
我们能不能真的知道耶稣真正的是从死里复活吗？
And so let's find out why the resurrection of Jesus was a historical fact.
所以我们要找出为什么耶稣的复活是一个历史的事实。
And why we can be so sure.
为什么我们有这样的肯定。
And this will help us to assure our own resurrection.
这是会帮助我们，我们也认定我们自己的复活。
And so that we can explain the resurrection of Jesus to others.
让我们也能够把耶稣的复活跟对别人来做解释。
And there are many evidences of his resurrection.
有很多耶稣复活的证据。
We are going to look at a few of them this morning.
今天早上我们就会看几个这个证据。
And so, first,Let's look at the resurrection from human perspective.
首先我们要看是从人的角度来看复活。
Witnesses of the conscience.
我们良心的证明。
If you are a student,
假如你是一个学生，
you study hard, very hard, and all you get is a B or B plus.
你很努力的学习，但是你得到的就是 B 或者 B plus。
But there is another student who doesn't study much.
有另外一个学生，他没有花很多时间学习。
He enjoys life.
他很享受生命。
But he gets A plus.
但是他得到的是 A plus.
Because he cheats.
因为他欺骗。
He continues to cheat.
他继续的做欺骗的事。
And he gets a good job.
他有一个很好的工作。
And you study so hard, but you get so-so job.
你这么努力的学习，但是你得到的是普普通通的工作。
And both ends earthly life and nothing thereafter.
那么两个人都完成了过去的这个世界上的生命。那是不是跟着后来没有什么东西了？
Is it fair?
公不公平？
Your neighbor lives in a big, beautiful house.
有邻居住在一个有大有美丽的房子。
And drives a very expensive cars.
开一个非常昂贵的车。
Because he's a drug dealer.
因为他是贩毒的。
He managed to escape police scrutiny.
他有办法避免了警察对他的监视。
Now you live very conscientiously.
那现在呢，你就很忠心的生活。
Keeping the law and paid tax.
你守法律也交税。
At the end of the earthly journey, nothing happens.
在生命过去以后，没有事情发生。
No justice.
没有公义。
Is it fair?
公不公平呢？
Would you feel cheated?
你会不会觉得受了欺骗？
In other words, why do you want to live right?
换一句话来说，为什么你要过一个正直的生活？
Why do you want to follow, at least follow your conscience?
你为什么要跟从，至少跟从你的良心？
Why not cheat, deceive, steal, do everything to get ahead of life?
为什么你不欺骗别人偷窃，在生命里面做一切事来让你更得到更高的回报？
Eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
好像圣经所说的，让我们吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
If nothing happens after the end of the earthly journey, why you bother to listen to the voice of conscience?
假如在我们世界上的旅程过去以后，没什么事都没有发生，那么我们为什么要听我们良心所说的话？
Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed for man to die once, and after this comes judgment."
希伯来书九章二十七节说，按着命定，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
If nothing happens after earthly journey, how can this word of God be true?
假如在这个世界上的旅程过后没有事情发生，那么神的话语怎么会是真的呢？
Right and wrong or evil ends up in the same is against our conscience.
假如好的坏的结局都是一样，那么对我们的良心是对不住的。
So even the conscience witnesses, it says there should be something more there hereafter.
所以就是我们的良心也告诉我们，在这个生命过去以后应该还有别的东西。
So conscience witnesses that there must be something after earthly journey.
所以我们的良心 就证明说，在这个世界上的旅程过了以后应该还有其他的东西。
So keep that in mind and let's look at the second proof.
那么记得这一点，我们 再看第二个证明。
Witness of the Bible
是圣经的证据。
The Bible records many evidences of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
圣经里面记录很多耶稣复活的证据。
And there are two parts to the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament.
在圣经里有两部分，旧约跟新约。
And the Old Testament was written before Jesus came.
旧约是在耶稣来以前所写的。
And the New Testament was written after Jesus came.
新约是耶稣来了以后才写的。
Now we are informed about the resurrection of Jesus in the New Testament.
当然在新约里面告诉我们耶稣的复活。
But the resurrection is mentioned even in the Old Testament.
但在旧约里面也有说到复活的事。
One of the Old Testament called Daniel was written in 6th century B.C.
在旧约里面的但以理书是在主前六世纪所写的。
And 600 years before Christ came, he wrote this word.
在耶稣来以前六百年，他写这些话语。
And Daniel 12 verse 2 says, Many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake.These to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt.
所以在地里尘埃中的必有多人醒过来，其中有的永生的，有受羞辱，永远被憎恶的。
And here, awake means to resurrect or come back to life.
在这里醒过来的意思是复活，或者是从死里再活回来。
And so the Old Testament confirms there will be a resurrection.
所以在旧约里面说到会有一个复活。
And also in the Old Testament there is a called Book of Hosea.
而且在旧约里面还有一本书叫何西亚书。
And that was written in 8th century, 800 years before Christ, even before Daniel.
何西亚书是在耶稣出生以前八百年写的，比但以理书还要早。
And chapter 13, verse 14 says, All this, where are you thorns? O shield, where is your sting?
在何西亚书十三章十四节说，死亡啊，你的灾害在那里，阴间啊，你的毁灭在那里。
Now in the Old Testament, this term shield is the place for the dead.
在旧约阴间这个事就是死的人去的地方。
And so he is simply saying physical death has lost its power pointing to the resurrection.
实在他是说肉体的死亡已经失去了他的权势，他是指着要复活来说的。
And soHow does the resurrection in the Old Testament relate to Jesus' resurrection?
那么旧约里面所说的复活跟耶稣的复活有什么关系呢？
Well, this verse in Hosea is quoted in the one of the New Testament.
何西亚书里面这一句在新约里面也在被提到。
1 Corinthians 15 verse 55 says, All death, where is your victory? All death, where is your sting?
在新约哥林多前书15章55节说，死亡啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死亡啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
What is it or is he talking about?
到底他在谈什么事？
Oh, same book, 1 Corinthians, same chapter, chapter 15, verse 20 says, But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep.
在同一本书同一章哥林多前书十五章二十节说，其实基督已经从死人中复活，成为睡了这人的初熟的果子。
And soThe writer, the Paul is saying, this resurrection is fulfilled in Christ Jesus.
所以这个作者保罗所写的就是说，这个复活已经在耶稣基督的身上证明了。
And so the Bible confirms the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以圣经也证实了耶稣基督的复活。
It's not a made-up story.
它不是一个做出来的神话。
It actually happened in the history.
它实在是在历史当中发生。
Well, then the question arises, then, is the Bible trustworthy?
然后我们的问题是，那圣经是不是值得我们相信呢？
How can we know what the Bible says is true?
我们怎么能够知道圣经所说的是真的呢？
Well, the Bible is a very, very unique book.
圣经是一本非常独特的书。
It is not an ordinary book.
它不是一个普通的书。
It was written by over 40 different people.
它有40不同作者的。
A span of more than 1400 years.
1400年来写成。
See, if you start writing the book today, somebody keep writing, and at the 1400 years later, it becomes one book.
所以假如你今天开始写这本书，那么1400年以后这本书才写成。
But the Bible is not one book.
但是圣经不是一本书。
It consists of 66 books.
里面有66卷
39 books in the Old Testament
旧约里面有39卷
29 in the New Testament 27 in the New Testament
在新约里面是有27卷书
And the message and the themes throughout the Bibles are consistent
在圣经里面从头到尾那个主题都是一贯的
There is no contradiction.
没有相反的。
Many archaeological and historical discoveries confirm the accuracy of the Bible.
很多考古学跟历史学的发现证明圣经的准确性。
So it is humanly impossible to produce the Bible as we have it today.
以人来说，今天没有办法要做出一本这样的书。
Can you do it?
你能不能写一本这样的书
？Over 1400 years, written by more than 40 people.
那么1400年有40个不同的作者。
And there's no contradiction.
那里面没有矛盾的地方。
This is why the Bible is called the Word of God.
这个原因，所以圣经被称为做神的话。
Many attempts were made to destroy the Bible in the past or even at the present.
在过去，一直在现在，有很多人要企图毁坏圣经。
But, But none succeeded it.
但是没有一个成功的。
It is the trustworthy word of God.
它是神的话语，相信可靠的。
And that Bible claims and confirms the bodily resurrection of Jesus.
我们的圣经提出也证明了耶稣身体的复活。
And the third is the witness of the disciples.
第三是那些门徒的见证。
When Jesus was crucified,
当耶稣被钉十字架，
his disciples were fearful, they were scattered.
他的门徒非常的害怕，他们都散开了。
And they were afraid of persecutions.
他们都害怕迫害。
But do you know, when they met risen Lord, they were changed and became bold.
但是你知道吗？当他们遇见这个复活的主的时候，他们被改变了，他们满了勇气。
They started to preach the risen Lord without fear.
他们开始来宣讲这个复活的主，没有畏惧的宣讲。
Because the meeting the risen Lord transformed them.
因为他们遇见这个复活的主改变了他们。
So, one of the disciples, Luke, wrote a book called The Acts of the Apostles.
其中一个门徒叫做路加，他写了一本书叫做《使徒行传》。
And in that book, it clearly states the message what they preached.
在这本书里面，他清楚地说了他们所传讲、宣讲的是什么。
Acts 4:33 says, And with great power the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and abundant grace was upon them all.
在《使徒行传》4:33那里说，使徒以大能见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙了大恩。
Their message was the resurrection of Jesus, their Lord.
他们所传讲的信息就是他们的主耶稣基督的复活。
They were persecuted.
他们受到迫害。
But they preached the resurrection of Jesus without fear.
但是他们继续的宣讲耶稣的复活，没有惧怕。
Acts 24:21, Paul says this.
使徒行传24:21，保罗这样说。
Other than for this one statement, which I shouted out while standing among them, for the resurrection of the dead, I am on trial before you today.
保罗说的，纵然有，也不过是为了一句话。就是我站在他们中间喊说，我今日在你们面前受审，是为了使人复活的道理。
And this is the testimony of Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗的见证。
And Paul is the one of the eyewitnesses of Jesus' resurrection.
保罗是一个亲眼见证的耶稣复活的目击者。
He met the risen Lord on the road to Damascus.
他在去大马士的路上遇见那个复活的主。
He was a changed man.
他整个人改变了。
Who once persecuted Christians.
他开始的时候是迫害基督徒的。
But his life was transformed when he met the risen Lord.
但是他的生命完全的改变了，当他遇见了那个复活的主。
It is unthinkable. A persecutor became the preacher of the resurrection.
实在是很难想象的，一个迫害不相信复活的人会变成一个宣讲复活道理的人。
A very thing he tried to exterminate.
他宣讲的是，就是他本来要取消、要消灭的一个事实。
He changed because he met the risen Lord.
他改变了，因为他遇见那个复活的主。
Most of the 12 apostles went through the death of martyrdom.
十个门徒大多数都是殉道而死。
If the resurrection was a made-up story, Would you die for a made-up story?
假如福伯是一个做出来的故事，你会为这个假的故事来死吗？
So the transformation of the disciples who were so fearful of was transformed into preacher of the resurrection is a proof that Jesus actually resurrected.
所以这是使徒们的改变，他们从害怕当中变成宣讲耶稣复活的真理的人，是证明耶稣已经复活了。
Now, firstly, let's look at the witness of Jesus himself.
第四，我们要看看耶稣自己的见证。
The New Testament records at least 11 appearances of the risen Lord.
在新约里面至少有记载11次那个复活的主的显现。
And Jesus had the power to determine his own destiny.
耶稣有能力能够决定他的前面的道路。
And John 10:17 says, For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again.
为此我父爱我，因为我把命舍去，好再取回来。
And Jesus had the power to overcome the power of death.
耶稣有能力能够胜过死亡的力量。
And he had the power to come back to life again.
他也有能力能够从死里再回来。
Jesus had the power to overcome the death and regain that life again.
耶稣有能力胜过死亡，而且重新得到生命。
Who can control such fate?
谁有能力能够这样决定自己的命运？
Who was he anyways?
他到底是什么人？
Who was Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督是谁？
When a man called Lazarus was sick and died.
当有一个人他叫做拉撒路，他生病而且死了。
His sisters were disappointed that Jesus didn't come on time to heal him.
他的姊妹就很失望，因为耶稣不早一点来医治他。
Jesus waited 4 days intentionally.
耶稣等了四天，特别的有意义的等了四天。
Until Lazarus' body began to decompose.
直到拉撒路的身体开始腐坏。
Because Jesus wanted the people to believe he had the power to overturn impossible.
因为耶稣要人知道他有能力能够胜过不可能的事。
Because he was God.
因为他是神。
When he came to raise Lazarus,
当他来要叫拉撒路复活的时候，
Sisters said, Lord,If you had been here, my brother would not have died.
他的姐姐马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不会 不死。
And to this, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life.
耶稣的回答是，复活在我，生命也在我。
See, Jesus didn't say,I have the power to raise him up again.
你看看，耶稣没有说，我有能力能够叫他从死里复活。
But I am the resurrection and life.
但是他说的是，复活在我，生命也在我。
That's a kind of a strange answer, isn't it?
这是非常奇怪的答案，是不是呢？
But this is very significant.
但是他是非常重要的。
Because he appealed to who he was.
因为他是提出他是什么人。
I am means ever existing beings.
他是我是，那就是说他是永存的。
No beginning and no ending.
没有开始也没有尽头。
And therefore,It is impossible for him to be bound by the power of death.
因此他不能给死的权势所克服。
Can you predict your own life?
你能够预测你的自己的生命吗？
When to be born?
你什么时候出生？
Where, which school to go?
你要进那个学校？
What kind of grade you get?
你读书的成绩会怎么样？
When you graduate?
你什么时候毕业？
When you gonna marry?
什么时候结婚？
To whom will you marry?
跟谁结婚？
And then when to die?
而且你什么时候死？
Can you predict your own life?
你能够预测你的生命吗？
And we can't.
我们不能。
And I'm glad we can't.
我很高兴我们不能。
But Jesus could predict and control his own life.
但是耶稣能够预测，也能够控制他的生命。
And this is what Jesus said.
这是耶稣所做的事。
The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful man and be crucified, and the third day.Rise again.
他说人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三天复活。
Isn't it awesome?
是不是非常的令人震惊？
Do you think he knew what he was saying?
你想想，他到底知不知道他在说什么话？
If he didn't, he was saying he was a lunatic, little cuckoo.
假如他不知道他在说什么话，他是神经病的。
If I tell you, I'm gonna die tomorrow.
假如我告诉你，我明天会死。
And third day, I'll rise up again.
三天我会复活。
If I knew what I was saying, just a hocus pocus.
假如我是假的事。
And then you say you crazy.
那么你的答案，你的回答就是你神经病了。
Or was he a deceiver?
或者 是他欺骗人吗？
He knew exactly what he was saying, but said it to deceive people.
他知道他在说什么，但是特别来说来骗人家。
Or he was what he claimed to be, the Lord, the Son of God.
或者他所宣称的是真的。就是他是神的儿子。
This summarizes that.
这个总结了我们说的。
Only two possibilities.
只有两个可能。
What he said was false, or what he said was true.
他所说的是假的，或者是他所说的是真的。
If he didn't know what he was saying, he's a cuckoo.
假如他不知道他讲什么话，他
是神经病。But if he knew what he was saying, he's a deceiver.
假如他知道他所说的是什么，他是骗人的。
Or if his claim was true,
但是假如他说的是真的，
He is Lord.
他是主。
Which one would you choose?
那么你要做什么选择？
Jesus, the Son of God, created the world.
耶稣，神的儿子，创造了世界。
And holds everything in his hand.
是掌管了这个世界一切。
If he was confined in the power of death,
假如他被死亡的权势所控制，
and this world cannot exist as we enjoy today.
那么这个世界，我们所享受的世界，今天不可能存在。
There is no hope for the world.
这个世界没有希望。
Jesus proved who he was by rising from the dead.
耶稣证明他是谁，就是用从死里复活来证明。
Would you believe it?
你相不相信？
You must decide.
你一定要自己决定。
Lastly, witness of the history.
最后是历史的见证。
The existence of the church to this day proves Jesus is risen from the dead.
今天教会还存在，证明耶稣从死里复活。
In the Old Testament times, people met together on Saturdays.
在旧约的时候，他们聚会的时间是礼拜六。
But the disciples of Jesus met first day of the week, the Sundays.
但是耶稣基督的门徒，他们在七日的头一天，就是 礼拜天聚会。
Why?
为什么
？Why they changed?
为什么他们改变
？Because the first day of the week, the Sunday, is the day Jesus rose from the dead.
因为七日的头一天，礼拜天，这是耶稣从死里复活的那一天。
And since then, the disciples came together on Sunday to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.
所以从那个时候开始，他的门徒就在礼拜天聚集来庆祝耶稣从死里复活。
And this is why today the Christians meet on Sundays to worship.
所以今天基督徒就是在礼拜天聚集来敬拜神。
We come together to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
我们一起来庆祝我们的主耶稣基督的复活。
We reenact the first century Christians to worship the living Lord on the day he rose from the dead.
我们在重做好像第一世界的基督徒所做的，就是在他复活的那一天来敬拜神。
That how it has been throughout the centuries.
所以这么多世纪以来，这个都是这样发生。
If Jesus didn't rise, there is no church today.
假如耶稣没有复活，今天没有教会。
So the existence of the church throughout the centuries proves Jesus was resurrected.
所以教会在历代存在，这个世纪来都在，这证明耶稣已经复活了。
We were created in the likeness of God to enjoy the fellowship with Him.
我们是神按照他的形象造的，要跟神有相交。
But one day, we wanted more than what God provided.
但是有一天，我们要比神给我们的更多。
So we said, we had enough of you.We want to go our own way. Goodbye.
所以有一天我们对他说，我们要走我们自己的道路，再见。
And went our own way.
我们走自己的道路。
And that's when all the troubles began.
但是那就是一切麻烦的开始了。
We lost the love relationship with God and one with another.
我们失去了我们跟神爱的关系，我们也失去了我们彼此之间爱的关系。
Now we fear him. We don't want to come to him.
现在我们怕神，我们不愿意来到神的面前。
Rather than to repent, we hide from him.
我们没有悔改，我们在神的面前躲藏。
We insist our own way.
我们一定要走我们的道路。
Not acknowledging our shortcomings.
我们不肯承认我们的短处。
Resentment, hostilities, unforgiving spirits control us.
妒忌、敌意跟不饶恕的灵控制了我们。
Still, we refuse to believe in God.
但是我们还是不愿意相信神。
And continue to walk contrary to His way.
我们继续的走跟他不同的道路，跟他相反的道路。
A life became more troublesome and miserable.
生命有更多的麻烦。
And it became out of control.
也是，我们也失去对我生命的控制。
Because of this denial of God, we deserve the punishment of Holy God.
因为我们不相信神，我们也记得这个公义的神的审判。
The heart of God was torn.
但是神的心被撕裂了。
To destroy his own creation who bore his own image.
要消灭那个有他的形象的，他受造的万物。
Or to accept them and love them.
还是呢，他要接纳他们，爱他们。
If destroy them,His loving nature would not be satisfied.
假如他消灭他们， 他的爱那个本性就也不能满足。
But accept them would violate his holy nature.
但是要接纳他们呢，又跟他的圣洁有冲突。
Jesus, the Son of God, volunteered to come down to earth to receive God's wrath on himself.
耶稣，神的儿子，他自愿来到世界上，来面对神的愤怒。
He came and to bore our sins on himself.
他来了是为了担当我们的罪。
His death on the cross was the substitute.
他在十字架上的死是代替我们的死。
We were supposed to be on the cross.
我们是应该是被钉在十字架上的。
But Jesus took our place.And receive the wrath of God.
但是耶稣代替了我们，也面对了神的愤怒。
God poured out His wrath on His own Son.
神把他的愤怒倾倒在他的儿子身上。
Thus, God's holy nature was satisfied.
这样，神的圣洁的本性能够得到满足。
He continues to love without violating.His holy nature.
他可以继续的爱，但是没有跟他的圣洁有冲突。
He forgives the sin of those who repent and believe in him.
他赦免了那些相信他的人的罪。
Thus, the love relationship was restored.
这样，人跟神之间的爱的关系就得以重整。
Thus.The church was born.
所以教会就是这样的开始。
Today, we are celebrating the baptism of our brother and sister.
今天我们要庆祝我们的兄弟姊妹的敬礼。
Wonderful day.
这是奇妙的日子。
What is the baptism?
敬礼是什么？
Romans 6 verse 3 and 4 say,
在罗马书第六章第三、第四节这样说
Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
难道你们不知道我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人就是受洗归入他的死吗？
Therefore,We have been buried with him through baptism into death.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。
So that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
是要我们行事为人都有新生的样子。像基督借着父的荣耀从死人中复活一样。
See, the water baptism is a picture of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
所以水礼敬礼是实在一个图画，是代表耶稣的死、埋葬跟复活。
You are going to witness the death.And burial and the resurrection of Jesus reenacted in front of you today.
So, 今天你们要看到耶稣的死、埋葬跟复活在你们面前重演一次。
This public proclamation of faith in Jesus has been going on since his resurrection.
这个公开的宣告在耶稣基督里面的信心，自从耶稣复活以后，一直到现在都不断的重演。
The evidence and proof of Jesus' resurrection.
这是也是证明耶稣已经复活了。
History of the church is the proof of Jesus' resurrection.
教会的历史也就是证明耶稣的复活。
Our brother and sister proclaim their faith in Christ publicly through water baptism today.
我们弟兄姊妹要公开的宣扬他们在耶稣基督里面的信心。 借着这个敬礼来表现。
They're going to reenact what Jesus went through.
他们要重演耶稣所经过的。
His death on the cross.
他在十字架上的死。
His burial and his resurrection.
他的埋葬跟他的复活。
Being immersed in the water, a picture of Jesus' death and burial.
那浸在水里是一个图画，代表耶稣死亡跟埋葬。
And then rise up to from the water, a picture of the resurrection of Jesus the Lord.
从水里上来的时候是一个图画，代表耶稣基督的复活。
They are going to identify themselves with the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
他们会跟耶稣的死跟复活认同。
To live their lives in newness of life that the Lord gives.
要在耶稣基督里面得到这个新的生命，来过新的生活。
You are going to witness.
你们大家会看见
the picture, the symbol of death, burial, and the resurrection.
这个图画，这个象征是。死亡、埋葬跟复活。
The water baptism is also an expression of our hope in Christ Jesus.
水里也是表示我们在耶稣基督里面的希望。
Though our bodies will be buried and decayed.
虽然我们的身体会埋葬、会复发。
But one day, one day, we will rise to be with the Lord of Resurrection.
但是有一天我们会复活，跟那个复活的主一起。
This is the hope of the believers.
这是所有信徒的希望。
Let the word speak itself.
我们让圣经自己告诉我们。
Romans 6:5 says, For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, Certainly, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
在罗马书第六章第五节那里说，我们若与他合一，经历与他一样的死，也将经历与他一样的复活。
Blessed Easter!
有福的复活节。Amen.
Blessed Easter!
有福的复活节。
Happy Easter! He is risen.
他已经复活。
We give all glory to him.
我们把所有的荣耀都归给他。
Amen.
Amen.
I finished it on time.
我
I have another 7 minutes. Happy, happy Easter. He is here.
复活节快乐，他在这里。
Amen.
Amen.